cotton harvested and field ginning approaches and challenges. So really unique approach to this here. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to him.
Thank you so much. Good morning. I'm Hussein. I'm a PhD student under Dr. Thomason at Texas A&M University. And today I'm going to talk about robotic cotton harvesting and the field fiber seed separation approaches and challenges. So about the background, Dr. Barnes made my job easier. So why we want to do robotic cotton harvesting? Because currently very huge machines harvest cotton. They are very expensive. They compact soil. They destroy its physical structure and stuff like that. So Cotton Incorporated introduced robotic cotton harvesting. And then we thought that probably we can have a small ginning machine besides a robotic cotton harvester. My objectives, assessing the feasibility of field fiber seed separation, designing a decent end effector for the cotton harvester robot, and discussing the challenges facing the robotic cotton harvester. So let's talk a little bit about field fiber seed separation. To assess the feasibility of this, we purchased a small tabletop gin, and then we conducted some tests, and then we made some comparisons between the conventional gin and the tabletop gin, and we figured out that the most important difference between tabletop gin and conventional one is the power required. So tabletop gin requires about 7 times greater power than conventional one. Imagine that we have robotic harvesters in the field, and if we allocate a small gin to each harvester, each gin machine will require 1 horsepower, right? So this calculation is based on having 25 harvesting cycles and the conventional gin machine power requirement. So our power requirement will be much more than that. And so if we decrease the harvesting cycles to 15, the required power will increase to almost 2 or more than that. But we know that the ultimate goal of Cotton Incorporated is just using solar panels in the robots. So providing that amount of power is not very easy, at least at this point. And so probably a potential solution could be to have a gene facility at one side of the field, but that gene facility will also require a lot of power. Power is the very important challenge which we have, and it will require some other components and facilities and stuff like that. That's why we think that there is not any further utility to consider more in this point. At this point, coming to robotic cotton harvesting, our main role in Texas A&M University is to design an energy-efficient end effector. So currently, different research groups, which they work on robotic cotton harvesting, they utilize suction thing as end effector. But suction requires a lot of power. So we conducted some tests, and it requires at least 1 kilowatt power. But if we can, if we make a mechanical end effector, it will do the same job with much less power, probably 20 watt or even less than that. But a mechanical end effector has some disadvantages, like it requires complex mechanisms, and the other thing is doffing and seed cotton transference. So it's the other issue with that. So probably we can have a combination of mechanical and suction end effector together to take the advantages of both of them. If you want to design the end effector, we must consider the different situations and orientations of the cotton ball. We tried to categorize it somehow, and we came up with these 4 situations. So obviously, number one, this one is the most desired situation. Imagine that the tip of this pencil represents the tip of the end effector. At number one, cotton ball faces the end effector, and it's very desired, but it's not like that always. But case 3 and case 4 are very, very challenging, and we must consider those cases. We have designed different end effectors right now. And here you can see one of them. Here we tried to use just spindles. This end effector contains 5 small spindles, which they are coupled to small DC gear motors. It uses just 10 watt of power. It picks, it plugs the seed cotton, but sometimes it cannot pick the whole thing. Some of the seed cotton remains at the cotton ball, or sometimes a branch gets stuck between the spindles. The other thing which we have made, and we can have it besides the end effector, besides the picking part, is this thing, which this thing which we called it aligner. What it does, the aligner tries to change the orientation of the cotton ball towards the end effector. So at image number one, the orientation is somehow to the top, but then this aligner hugs it, and if we pull the aligner towards the end effector, it will try to change the orientation of the cotton ball somehow. Now, talking about a potential solution. So this thing which you can see here, this is mobile cotton picker. It's being used in countries like China. It's very low power. But if you want to use that, so the as I told you, the face of the cotton ball must be towards this end effector. So it's not very applicable for us. But we can combine this mobile picker with a hand, robotic hand like this. So in this case, each finger of this hand must be able to pick the seed cotton, right? And after that, the whole picked seed cotton must go through just one trajectory. I mean, the transference must have just one trajectory. That's why we came up with this idea for now, and we made a part of that. So this is a two-dimensional spindle which can pick the seed cotton regardless of its orientation as much as possible. It has four fingers, so we can increase it to five fingers, for example. And the whole end effector rotates, as you can see here. This arrow shows that. And the other hand, each finger, each big finger, has smaller fingers. So if we consider this finger, for example, here, this finger will have two movements. One of them is linear. The other one is rotational. So this can pick the seed cotton regardless of its orientation. And as I said, we made some parts of that. The other thing is we have to consider other situations like this. We, in image one, talking about image one, we have to consider the relationship between the amount of leaves and branches and the order of the growing of the cotton balls. In this image, we can see the order of the growing of the cotton balls. The other thing is that we must be consider the detection thing. So since we want to pick the seed cotton in undefoliated field, we will have a lot of leaves and branches, and the part of the cotton ball most probably will be hidden under leaves. So our sensor will say that will just detect this part, this triangle, and it will say that the center of the cotton ball is B, but the actual center is A and not B. We conducted some other tests to try to detect the cotton ball from images, and we figured out that about just 70% of cotton balls are detectable from images. So we must take care of these challenges. The other thing is cotton ball distribution in the field. So if we want to have 25 harvesting cycles, the distance from one cotton ball until the other will be just 32 centimeters or 1 foot. So imagine that the robot harvests one cotton ball. It must go forward about 30 centimeters and pick the other thing. But Cotton Incorporated wants something which can go forward in 3 miles per hour. So we will have just 0.26 seconds for each cotton ball to be detected, probably, and picked. It's a very challenging part. So the other thing which we did, we tried to assess the probability of utilizing aerial imagery. We thought, is it possible to find the high-dense cotton areas in the field and then ask our robot to go to those points and harvest the cotton ball or not? So Zhang et al. Assessed the potential of using UAS technology to assist cotton breeding processes. And they measured the number of cotton balls, average area of open balls, and stuff like that. But talking about counting the cotton balls, they used just images from defoliated field and not undefoliated field. And in this image, you can see the difference between undefoliated and defoliated field. It is a lot. So this is an image from undefoliated field. So we tried to locate some points at this image, and then we went to the field and counted the actual number of cotton balls. And we figured out that, for example, look, if you look at here, this circle, in this circle we have 25 actual number of cotton balls. But we have a few white spots over there. And coming to this circle at the top, in this circle we have 42 cotton balls, but there's not even a few white spots over there. That's why we couldn't find a relation, probably correlation, between the number of white spots in the aerial image and the number of actual cotton balls. So we have some suggestions in this project. You probably are familiar with the FF Robotics. FF Robotics made something. Dr. Fires already sent an email about that company. They used arrays of actuators to pick the apple, but they grow the apple. They grow the apple in walls. They call it fruit wall. And probably we can do something like that if we can plant some cotton plants, which they are thinner, less bushy. So the cotton balls will be easily detectable and accessible for our robots, for our robot. Another suggestion is to use an overcrossing robot instead of a robot which goes at the middle of the, I mean, between two rows. For this robot, if we have an end effector at right, and another one at left, and another one at top besides sensors, so if a cotton ball is not be detectable and accessible at right, probably it will be detectable and also accessible at left or at top. And we must consider the available space between two rows for our robot. That's why probably a crossing over robot could be a good solution. Coming to conclusions and future work about conclusions. So we are not inclined to study field fiber suppression any further. We have developed a preliminary design of a mechanical end effector and cotton balls, decent detection, having good access to it, and robot's speed and control are very challenging issues right now. Future work, we will pursue design, test, and optimization of the end effector. We will attach that end effector on a 2 or 3 degrees of freedom linear actuator, and then we will attach that robotic arm on Jacker robot, and then we will test it in the field. And what we want to do, we want to plant different varieties of cotton to see which variety works better for our robot. Thanks to Cotton Incorporated for funding this project, and I really appreciated your attention, and I will take any question. I will try to answer.
Got about a minute for questions. So where did you get the energy numbers for your tabletop gen?
For tabletop gen? So it has a motor.
So it's actually for that little model?
Yes, yes. Okay. And it has motor, and we know the amount of power which that motor consumes.
With a really small gen, you have a lot of
yeah. And also, you have to use your hands.
Well, you actually have less than anything in the body because you have a single, very much lower.
Good day.
Thanks, Father.
Thank you.